We're going to discuss an interesting line in the Sikha of Shlach Tov Shinun Aleph. There's been a lot of talk about this line, and we're going to discuss it today. In Ois Yudalit of that Sikha, it's printed on page 634, the Rebbe speaks what's going to happen when Mashiach comes, and we're all going to go to Eretz Yisroel. And the second to last paragraph of the Sikha, the Rebbe says like this: V'shama krivim, when we get there to Yisroel, we will bring the korban, a korban toida, ala yitziyah the korban Yisroel mimaiser agolos, because we are going to go out of golos, and there's a din that if someone brings a, someone is in jail, he brings a korban toida. So when all the yidden go out of golos, we're going to bring a korban toida. And the order 159. The Rebbe says that especially a kolshkin and kal v'chomer, from when one person leaves jail, he has to go to bring a korban toida. How much more so if all the yidden go out of golos? For sure, they have to bring a korban toida. This is the lashon of the Sikha on page 634, which seems a very simple thing. That when Mashiach comes, we'll all bring a korban toida. What is interesting is that it's a direct contradiction to something that Rebbe spoke earlier, and it's printed in a Mugadik Sikh in Lekutei Sikhas. And Lekutei Sikhas, Chelek Yud Beis, Alma 26, Ha'ara 36, which in that Sikha, Rebbe is speaking about what a korban toida is, the gather of a korban toida according to the Alter Rebbe and different Shittas. I'm going to quote for you this Ha'ara 36. When Yidden go out of all golos, and also this present golos, there's no chiyuv of korban toida. Kichovish beis asurim, from being locked up in a beis asurim. Irak klal Yisrael chavushim begolos, because only klal Yisrael are in golos. Mashenkin kol yochid b'pnei atzmoi, however, each yochid were not in golos. Yidden as a whole are in golos, but each yochid by himself are not in golos. So the Rebbe clearly indicates and writes that there is not going to be a need, and there's not going to be a korban toida on this present golos. And yet, the Rebbe writes in the Sikha in Shlach, finishes off the Sikha, that we will bring a korban toida when Mashiach comes. How are we going to put these Sikhas together? So there are those that say that this is the Mishnah Achrayna. The Rebbe came to a certain maskana. But the Shaila is, what is the Havana over here? I want to share with you two biurim. One is, the Rebbe writes in Ha'ara 36 that we will not bring a korban toida kichavush b'beis ha'asurim, from someone that's locked up in a beis ha'asurim. There are other reasons to bring a korban toida. One of the reasons is the idea of choila, somebody that's sick. In the Maimer Vata Tetzave, the Rebbe writes that the Chol is Gematria Memtes. That even if you have Memtes Shari Bina and you're missing the last Shar Anun, you could be considered in a certain level a Chol. Which would imply that as long as we don't have the highest level, so there's a gather of a Chol. But that beer which I heard, I don't think that's the proper beer. This is a thought I want to share to everyone on this inyan. The reason why the Rebbe says in Lekutei Sikhes that you don't need to bring a korban toida is because not every single yid is in golos. Now, it's only the tzibur that's in golos. But every yid by himself is not in golos. We live in a free world. In the Maimer Viata Tetzaveh, which is printed in Sefer Maimorim, Melukit Chelek Vav, was the last maimer that the Rebbe gave out to the Chassidim, Leisato. The Rebbe introduces a fascinating concept. That it could be a Yid that is living a good life, Begashmias, and he is not in Golo, so to speak, he's not under pressure, he's not under any direct threat, but he's totally, the Rebbe's Lashon is, and is in Gansen zu Treselt by them, Maseres and Golos. He's sick to the bone. It hits his core by the fact that he's in Golos. Why? Because when he realizes that the Shekhinah is in Golos, he wants that the Shekhinah should be revealed. He wants that the Eibishter should be revealed. He wants that the reality of the world, Elikus, should be the seen reality. It should be the exact reality. It should be the reality that we live by. And as long as Elikus is not revealed, as long as the Eibishter, the Elikus, is not Nizgala, so it bothers him. As in Gansen zu Treisel. In other words, it's not his physical discomfort that bothers him. It's the spiritual galos that bothers him. So therefore, as long as the Shekhinah is not revealed, it bothers not Klal Yisrael, it bothers him. If you're talking about bringing a carbon toida for a physical galos, so maybe that makes a difference if you're in galos or Klal Yisrael is in galos. Because as long as I'm living the good life, so I'm not going to bring a carbon toida because we were in galos, because me personally, I didn't feel that I was in galos. I have my shul, I have my house, I have my car, I have my friends, I have my Mitzrayim route, I have everything I want, everything I need, I want, and I have. So I'm fine, he's in galos, but we're living in Geula. Like it says that the Chassidim of the Mittler Rebbe, they didn't need Mashiach. Why? Because they were living already in this world of Chassidus. They already had the so-called Geula in their heads. They were living such a life. What the Rebbe introduces to us is that as long as the Shekhinah is not revealed, so you are in Golos, you have to feel that you are in Golos personally. The Rebbe says, what if you're living with the Shekhinah? So the Rebbe says in that Maimon an interesting point. It's a very important point. If we're living in a world where one person feels the Shekhinah and the second person doesn't, that means that that's not the real level of Shekhinah, of Bli Gvul of Hashem. Because if the emissary level of the Eibishter would be revealed, everyone would feel it. If I'm feeling it and you're not feeling it, that means it's a limited level of Elikus. But the true Bli Gvul of the Eibishter is not Nizgal, it's not revealed. So therefore, every Yid personally feels in Gansen zu Treisold for the fact that he feels that he is in Golos. Being that he feels for the Eibishter and the Shekhinah is in Golos, so personally he feels that he is in Golos. Such a person, L'chaira, it makes sense that he should bring a carbon toida. If you're talking about the Gashmias of a Yid, so if he's not Gashmias in the Beis HaSurim, so then he doesn't mean a carbon taida. But once we're introduced to what real golos means, that it's not about the gashmias. The reason why we're upset about the fact that we're in golos has nothing to do with the fact that someone's hitting us or being threatened our lives. It has to do with the fact that the Shekhinah's in golos and the Yid wants Gili HaShekhinah, so then when we finally have Gili HaLikus, then we are going to have the Chiyuv to bring a carbon taida to thank the Eibishter for taking us out of this Beis HaSurim. Either way, the Poyel Mamish, the point is that definitely when Mashiach comes, we will bring a carbon toida.